Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 11th. The Church of Art in Hotchkiss is getting a makeover, both inside and out. Mary Hockenberry, owner and proprietor of the popular cultural center in the heart of Hotchkiss, is remodeling the church so it can serve as her home. While the church will no longer have any gallery or studio space, it will still be a hub for art and cultural activity in the town. The fencing around the large backyard is designed specifically to have murals and paintings, and the church will still offer plenty of artistic activities to participate in for Hotchkiss residents. Hockenberry, who serves as a trustee on the Hotchkiss Town Council, spoke with KVNF News last Friday.
I built this fence so that artists, both local artists and visiting artists, would have plenty of space to do murals, and I especially like the urban painting style of murals, and I want to do pasting here myself with the neighbor kids, where I work with their photos. And so we arrived at the sheet metal as a good option for attaching art to.
You want it to be the mural capital of Hotchkiss?
One of the seven wonders of Hotchkiss, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, you know, my goal here was always to affect economic development in the North Fork Valley is whatever way I could. And so now my goal is to make a built art environment that people will want to visit Hotchkiss to see it. And then they'll go get a sandwich over there and a tank of gas over there. And so it does bring money to Hotchkiss in that way through tourism.
Mural work at the church is getting a start already, as artist Brian Ganella is nearly done with a vibrant new mural painted right near the entrance to the church. Here, Ganella talks about the origin of the project and some of its imagery.
If you notice, the mural on the front of the Church of Art was done by a guy named Chip Thomas, who I was working for in the fall on the Navajo Nation, doing murals for his project, which is how I met Mary in Durango, Colorado, assisting him there for an event at Fort Lewis College. So we connected through that.
Okay. And tell me about it. What kind of themes you got going here? What was the inspiration?
Well, inspiration was just kind of taking a walk around the premises and taking a look at the scenery here. And Mary and I talked. She said she wanted something a little bit different, more unique for the church, which is a unique place in itself. So kind of got a sense of the vibe, you know, the lay of the land, and just put it together in a concept. She likes the Virgin Mary imagery, the mountains, Hotchkiss, the white buffalo that you can see in the two mountains over there, and just the colors.
The artist can be reached on Instagram at Brian Ganella is boring. He said that painting the mural at the Church of Art has already caused a creative spark in Hotchkiss.
I mean, we had a cop out here yesterday who, like, his own creative juices were sparked watching and making suggestions and stuff like that. So everybody gets on board, and it's a really kind of like neighborhood-friendly way of bringing art to a town. Something everybody gets to look at and interact with that kind of transcends the gallery, scene. More accessible, I think. I don't know how often she'd plan on cycling murals out, but, I hope that's a cool thing to do, It brings different artists to remote places of the country they might not go before. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so here I am in Hotchkiss, Colorado, for the purpose of art, so that's pretty cool in and of itself.
Businesses across Colorado are facing higher minimum wage requirements, bringing the state's hourly wage up to $12 by the year 2020.
Last year, Coloradans voted to increase the state's minimum wage up 99 cents to $9.30 an hour starting in January, and the impact is already being felt by workers and businesses. Advocates are hopeful it will lead to improved health outcomes and say a raise is long overdue as the cost of living continues to rise. Daniel Gilliland, who owns a meatpacking store with his wife on the Western Slope, sees things a little differently. He says many Coloradans just don't understand the true costs of operating a small business.
The biggest changes are going to be less hours, especially overtime hours. Not only that, the cost of our materials from our suppliers will go up from the shipping end to the product end.
Under the new law, the minimum wage will reach $12 an hour by 2020 and increase with inflation after that. Proponents point to studies, including one by UCLA, that show higher wages can improve physical and mental health through better nutrition, more leisure time, physical activity, and reductions in risky behaviors such as smoking. Nearly 500,000 Coloradans will see wage hikes with the new law, including 142,000 parents. Jack Strauss, co-author of a University of Denver minimum wage study, agrees that it presents challenges for some small businesses, but says overall the gains are clear.
Our study shows, and what other economists have shown, for every person who loses a job, there's at least 10, sometimes up to 20 times more people who gain from higher minimum wages.
While business groups frequently warn about job losses, Strauss notes that raising the wage floor is good for local economies and especially for low-income workers.
Every dollar they make, they plow it back into the community, which often then implies further indirect job creation. So that's what you don't hear about.
$12 an hour still isn't enough to get by in some areas of Colorado. The Center for Economic and Policy Research says if minimum wage hikes had kept up with increases in worker productivity since 1968, when the wage was linked to the Consumer Price Index, minimum hourly pay would have topped $21 by 2012. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection. This story was originally reported by Michael Booth for the Colorado Trust. Find out more at coloradotrust.org.
Did your health insurance premiums go up?
How long did it take you to get an appointment?
How far do you have to drive to your local health care provider?
As politics around health care reform continue to be in flux, we believe there are still a lot of questions to answer about the current health care system and how it's serving residents in rural Colorado.
I'm Eric Gould for KVNF News.
And I'm Paige Blankenbuehler, assistant editor at High Country News.
High Country News and KVNF are teaming up to tell important stories about healthcare here on the Western Slope, and we want to hear from you.
We'd like to talk to residents in the KVNF listening area who feel underinsured or underserved by the current healthcare system. As part of a local news partnership on healthcare, we'll bring you stories from those who have experiences with the current system, not from the swirling rhetoric in Washington.
Stories will air on KVNF's regional newscast and will be published online at hcn.org. You can get in touch with us by phone or email. Call KVNF with your news tips, 527-4866, or email Eric, that's E-R-I-C, at kvnf.org.
Or send a confidential news tip to editor@hcn.org.
KVNF and High Country News will both be at Shadescapes in Hotchkiss on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Delta County Memorial Hospital CEO Jason Kleckler is hosting a town hall to talk about the new clinics in Paonia and Hotchkiss, as well as the state of healthcare in Delta County. If you don't want to call or email us with your stories, you can bring them to KVNF or the High Country News at Shadescapes in Hotchkiss on Thursday at 5:30. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.